Section 1. Calf. Introduction. In the Rig Veda, one of the four most holy Hindu texts and the oldest of all religious books, it is written that cows are sacred. Man, if we had a nickel for every time we started a sentence with "in the Rig Veda," we would be very wealthy guys. As it is, only one of us is wealthy, and that's because his uncle invented silly string. At this juncture, we feel it prudent to point out that silly string was actually invented by Julius Salmon, who also invented pine tree-shaped air fresheners. Mr. Salmon is not related to any one of us as far as we know. We admit this because it's important to establish a sense of trust between the author and the reader. Also, you could have Googled silly string and busted us anyway. The important thing to remember here is not so much that we're liars, but that sacred cows have been roaming among us since around 1700 BC. And, as George Foreman has proved time and again, old things die hard. So what is a sacred cow? Or, as they say in Grenoble, qu'est-ce que c'est une vache sacrée? We can't wait to see how they treat those last two sentences when they translate this book into French. In the Hindu tradition, the sacred cow is an honored figure that represents the bounty of the earth, a mother's love, and the sanctity of life. In the world of commerce, the sacred cow is a saying, motto, or aphorism about how business should be conducted that is widely assumed to be unassailably true. This book is not about Hinduism, Indian sacred cows, fat boxers, or Swiss novelty inventors. This is a book about business. And the sacred cows to which we refer do not wander through the Indus Valley munching on subcontinental grasses and grains. The sacred cows that we plan on killing are pithy edicts, repeated and sanctified and followed blindly by employees and management throughout the world. They're a set of words, rules, or actions that business people believe in primarily because business people have always believed in them, so why stop now? These cows have been passed down from generation to generation like creepy family heirlooms that ought to embarrass you, but in which you take tremendous, albeit incomprehensible pride. You know, like that picture of your great-grandfather dressed as a hula dancer. That shouldn't be on the mantelpiece. Who cares if he was a Navy captain crossing the equator for the first time? That photo should be kept in a dank, dark vault somewhere only to be used in extreme cases of blackmail. The sacred cows of the business world, those phrases that everyone believes in without really bothering to analyze, all have worthwhile elements. At some point, they made a lot of sense and had real value. Even though they've outlived their usefulness, they stubbornly stay in place as businesses, companies, employees, competitions, and cultures evolve around them. As time passes, they become the one unchangeable business constant remaking everything else in their image. You end up adapting your business to suit a philosophy instead of adapting your philosophy to suit your business. There's nothing wrong with developing a philosophy based on a careful study of prior successes. A crafty businessman will look at a functioning concern and say, "This works, and it has these properties." But there's an important distinction to be made between that analysis and the assertion that this works because it has these properties. Once you start believing in the inevitability of a perceived cause and effect, you're falling for a sacred cow and you could be getting yourself into trouble. McDonald's works, and they sell revolting food. McDonald's doesn't work because they sell revolting food. If it did, then the old lady with the glass eye who operates the roach coach in front of our office would be a billionaire. These constraining thoughts are usually simple and cogent. They have to be plausible to stick around for so many years. After all, crazy doesn't last too long. Just look at Mike Tyson. And while we're mentioning famous heavyweights, why was Archie Moore called the old mongoose? That's a weird nickname. Maybe you could look into it while you're Googling silly string. When we talk about sacred cows, we're talking about many of the fundamental tenets of commerce. A classic sacred cow of the ilk which we plan on destroying is the customer is always right. Who in their right minds would take issue with that statement? Well, we would, and we did. You'll read about it in a few chapters. The customer is always right is one of those archetypes.